Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, I think it's common cause that South Africa's tourism sector has been struggling to recover fully, with visa delays and administrative efficiencies often cited as barriers to growth. Now, in an attempt to address this, the Department of Home Affairs launching the Trusted Tour Operators Scheme. It's aimed at streamlining visa applications from tourists, particularly from China and India. But here's my question: is this initiative enough to revitalize the sector and ensure that South Africa remains competitive as a destination? I'm in conversation now with Dr. Leon Schreiber, the Minister of Home Affairs. Dr. Schreiber, welcome. Thank you very much indeed for joining me. The scheme promises efficiency, but visa backlogs and delays, I don't need to tell you, have plagued Home Affairs for years. How is this scheme going to avoid falling into the same pattern of inefficiency?
Yeah, good afternoon, Jeremy, and to your listeners. Well, I think firstly, the point to make is this is exactly why it's so important that we cleared the visa backlog during the course of last year, precisely so that we can get back on the front foot and not be dealing with applications in that particular backlog, which had gone back a decade in some cases. So firstly, we're starting from a much cleaner sheet than we have for many years in Home Affairs. I think the second point is, of course, precisely through the lessons that we've learned on the backlog project and the success of dealing with those 306,000 applications, we will now take a similar project management approach to the adjudication for the Trusted Tour Operator Scheme to make sure that we've got dedicated people working to process these particular applications. One of the beauties of this particular project, and to answer your biggest question that you've asked right at the start, no, it's in and of itself not going to be the full picture, but it is a very important step on the road to fully exploiting South Africa's tourism potential, because it is going to adopt a risk-sharing model with the tour operators themselves. So these tour operators, 65 of them that we've selected from China, India, and South Africa, will be signing agreements with the Department of Home Affairs where they will be held liable if there's misconduct by the clients that they bring over. And in exchange for that, we're going to be dropping some of the red tape, dealing with the language barriers, and indeed ensuring that we can bring more tourists from these two major source markets to South Africa.
And Minister, you're confident in that vetting process, because the last thing that you want is potential exploitation or fraud by those tour operators that have been included in the program.
Yes, of course. And we take a leaf here from the Trusted Employer Scheme, which is something that has been running within the department for a couple of years now, with real success and real lessons for us. So in the Trusted Employer Scheme, what we have there is essentially the same model, where big corporate employers in South Africa who need skills have entered into the same risk-sharing model. And that has worked very effectively to make sure that big companies actually are able to hire the people they need to grow. So we're using exactly the same model to now transpose that into the tourism space, where we will share those risks. Look, the point is, Jeremy, now at least in this space, we know who to hold liable. We know we can monitor much more closely through the companies what's going on with the clients and with these tourists. So yes, I'm confident that we are certainly moving in the right direction. But as you say, it's certainly not the end of the road.
Why have you limited this to just China and India? My question is, are we not risking alienating other key tourism markets that could bring in significant revenue?
So it's important to keep in mind, obviously, that there are many countries that are visa exempt tourists who come to South Africa. So if you think about the US, large parts of Europe, those people don't need a visa prior to arrival in South Africa, and that will not change. So the real problem sits with those countries that are not visa exempt, and among those are the two biggest markets here. Just to give you an idea, China in 2023 had over 100 million outbound travelers, and South Africa only got 93,000 of those tourists, in many cases because of precisely the difficulty of getting the visa issue sorted. So I think we're starting with the two biggest ones, the ones that will have a major and immediate impact. But I do want to make one other really important point. I hope that if we get our digital transformation work right, that even the Trusted Tour Operator Scheme, as well as the Trusted Employer Scheme, are ultimately interim measures that we are putting in place because we've got an immediate problem of getting skills and tourists into the country. But what we really want to do, even as we operate these schemes to address those immediate needs, is to make sure that we create the modern digital interfaces that you can see in many other countries now, including Kenya and the Seychelles here in Africa, where tourists can go online. They can go onto a platform. You're using modern technology to adjudicate those visas in a secure and very efficient manner, and that you actually don't need to have any kind of human interaction except where there are those exceptional cases. So that's where we want to end up. But we can't sit back in the meantime and not do anything about South Africa underperforming in the skills that it requires or the tourism that we can actually get as a country.
As far as this particular scheme is concerned, you will have plans in place, no doubt, to address complaints or bottlenecks, particularly during the initial phases, to ensure that it doesn't damage our already fragile reputation as a tourist destination.
Yeah, and I think the biggest one to point to right now is, again, the capacity and the experience and the progress that we've achieved through the backlog project. I was saying last year, all throughout of last year, that the backlog project doesn't matter only in and of itself in Home Affairs. Dealing with those 306,000 applications that had been stuck for so long was also important because it shows us how we can be more efficient going forward. And now being able to use the same people, the same resources, the same lessons that we had, and moving that into this new space, because the backlog, thankfully, is not what it used to be, we do have those resources now to plug them into the Trusted Tour Operator scheme. The best thing would be, of course, to prevent the bottlenecks. And really, as I say, Jeremy, at the end of the day, the way in which you really have a system that's flawless is by embracing technology and introducing things like your electronic travel authorizations that you get for a country like Kenya. We're working on getting there, but in the meantime, we're going to use the experience and the lessons from the backlog project to also now help out in this particular space.
And I think you've partially answered the next question, but the broader visa system, Minister, still does face severe criticism. So this TTOS, is it a cosmetic solution to a more systemic problem within Home Affairs, do you think?
No, I think it's part of the systemic solution, but it isn't the sum total of what we need to do by any stretch of the imagination. So look, what we did last year in the skills space is, of course, to change the regulatory environment. We've introduced the points-based system for work visas, and we've really reformed the way in which skills are attracted to South Africa. Now we're trying to do the same in the tourism space. This is also a regulatory change to enable these companies to actually work with us in this way. And so we're progressing down this road. But ultimately, both for skills and tourism, we want to bring in technology to really unlock where we want to end up. So yes, it's not cosmetic by any stretch, but it's also certainly another step down the road rather than reaching the end destination.
And just a quick one, obviously security concerns always raised with visa reform. You mentioned that these operators have been closely vetted, but there's always the difficulty of balancing national security with greater accessibility, isn't there?
Yes, and I think that balancing act is really fundamental to what we need to do in Home Affairs. And you know, you need to be a risk manager in this space. You can't be a gatekeeper whose job it is to just keep everyone out, because then investment, tourism and the economy collapses. But at the same time, you need to be able to differentiate those people that pose a risk to the country and its security. So that's why I'm really grateful that we've worked throughout this process with the State Security Agency, Minister Ntshavheni, as well as the Minister of Tourism, Minister De Lille, to make sure we get as many of those eyes and perspectives on this process. And of course, Jeremy, as with anything, if something does go wrong, it is incumbent upon us that we fix it and act quickly. There's, you know, that is something that we must always be alive to. But I think the way we've approached this, including through our use of artificial technology, artificial intelligence in the vetting process, it sets us up to get it as right as we can. And we know that things can't be fixed overnight. There is no magic wand, as I've said many times before. But I really think that we are on the right track, and that hopefully, if we're talking a few months down the line, we'll start to see those numbers of tourists from China and India increasing. And that'll also give us the confidence that we actually can fix the things that are important to growing the South African economy and creating jobs.
And Minister, I'll let you go and issue that exit visa to your dog. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
That's the
much.
Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Leon Schreiber.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.